As with any happening in human endeavors, people attribute occurrences to different circumstances. The situation is no different from the missing airplanes, economic crunch, wars, among others. The head pastor of Cedar Mountain Chapel Assemblies of God, Reverend Dr. Steve Wengam, said some of the happenings are events that must take place to fulfill biblical prophecies. He noted that some of them are the result of human actions and inactions. Reverend Dr. Wengam said these are signs of the times as recorded in the Bible. People must therefore give themselves to God for grace to endure the times, because the events must come to pass. He spoke to Abraham Donko.
What is happening in these times is fulfillment of end time prophecy. If you read Matthew 24, before Jesus ascended into heaven, when he was talking about the signs of the end time, he did mention that in the end time, there will be perilous time, there will be difficult times, to the extent that he said that the times will be so terrible and horrible that if the days were not cut short for the righteous will hardly be saved. Then in 2 Timothy chapter 3, the Apostle Paul also emphasized it, saying that in the end time, in the last day, there will be perilous times. Strange things will happen. Then in Joel chapter 2, towards the end of that chapter, between 28 and 30, the Bible says that in the end time, strange things will happen in the heavens. You know, the moon will turn into blood. Of course, symbolic of some of the things that are happening today, planes being missing, planes being shut down, and what have you. So definitely, what we are seeing today, the global economic crisis, they are all signs of the end time. I perfectly agree that it has some level of spiritual connotation once it is fulfilling Bible prophecy.
I want to relate this to our situation down here. You know, from this backdrop, what is the connection?
Of course, some of the challenges that we are facing through, some of them are created by human actions or inactions. But you see, Bible prophecy must be fulfilled. So, once the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, God doesn't work in a vacuum. So, human elements will come to play so that this prophecy shall be fulfilled.
In this vein, what should people be doing to escape, as it were, some of the wrath that are associated with these problems or challenges?
Once it is Bible prophecy, some of them we can't escape them. They will come to pass. So, what we need to do is to rather prepare ourselves, make sure that we are living godly lives. If you live a godly life, two things will happen to you. God will give you grace to survive. So in the midst and in the face of all of this, you'll be able to endure and survive. We want to make sure that we don't become the tools that the devil will use to accomplish some of these prophecies.
Lead pastor of the Cedar Mountain Chapel Assemblies of God, Reverend Dr. Steve Wengam.
Radio Ghana hit the streets to find out the opinion of the public on the attribution of spirituality to situations.
Some of it is spiritual, because if we look at what is happening today in the world, you know, there are so many missions that are not God missing. So especially talking about other spiritual matters like eliminating those kind of things, you know, I think those are the things God is not happy with, and he's trying to show mankind that the earlier we repent, the better. So I think we have to repent from whatever we do.
I believe the way we are living our life, the way the whole world is changing, that's why things are also taking their course like that. I don't attribute it to spiritual. It's we, the human beings, who are causing all that.
Looking at circumstances and situation, human beings have to play their part to be able to receive whatever they need in life. If human beings are not doing what is required of them, definitely there will be deficiency, there will be lacking, all sorts of things will come. So what I will say is that we need to play our part, we need to do what is required of us, because we cannot lie down and receive all the things that we need. There should be action, there should be work, there should be progress, there should be advancement. There should be something that we have been assigned to do, doing it and doing it well. That's what you have to think of. But we should not attribute it to anything.
Those were views of the public on the attribution of spirituality to situations.